Good evening, Council President and members of the council. I had a longer persuasion speech, but it doesn't look like I need it.
Senator.
I've been following.
Senator, we just need you.
Oh, I am from 174 Wingate Ave, Kendra Anderson, in Ward 2. Pardon my lack of manners. I've been following this process very closely, and as everyone has said, celebrating the collaborative effort. This is an activist, I've been an environmental activist for over 20 years. It's an activist's dream to have members of the community band together so strongly and then have members of the governmental body that would be in charge of making this process so, and city planning all working together in this magnificent way. Once again, as Councilman Gephardt said, I am so proud to be representing Warwick, and I'm here as a resident as well. It's very important. We need renewable energy, but we need to do it in a responsible way. As everyone has said, we don't need to clear land to be able to adopt solar energy. Although I'm here primarily as a resident, I have the opportunity of being involved with efforts to responsibly site solar across the state. This balanced approach to bringing responsible sited solar in Warwick hasn't gone unnoticed. Many of my colleagues from other municipalities are paying attention, and this could become a model through which they can navigate their own difficult regulatory challenges. But we also need to work at the state level to support canopy solar, solar on already created parking lots, with incentives for developers. Developers are incentivized to build on green land, and we need to do more at the state level. So 7 years ago, when I was looking for a place to live, I chose Warwick, and I couldn't be prouder. Thank you.
I'm back. Rebecca Leugnan, 49 Sophia Drive, Ward 8. Okay? I'm a lifelong resident of Warwick. I was born here. I am beyond happy to have been part of this citizen-driven in cooperation with the Planning Department in forming this solar ordinance, PCO 3-22. It makes a huge statement that the people that live here actually matter and are being heard in forming the future of our city. I am respectfully requesting that my councilman, Mr. Sinapi, and the remaining city council vote in favor of the citizens' hard work and approve PCO 3-22 with no further changes as the six-month moratorium end is growing closer. Thank you for your time and listening to We the People.
Thank you. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Council President, members of the council. My name is Nina Pandey. I live at 8B Eagle Run in Warwick. I recently moved back to Warwick after living in Providence for nearly 17 years. I made the decision to come back to Warwick largely because of my parents, and to most in the room, I'm known affectionately as AJ's little sister. But I also moved back to Warwick because I wanted that residential feel. And it's why I selected to go to a condominium that gave me that park-like setting in the back. I'm excited and in support of PCO 3-22 and have been really encouraged by the words that I've heard from the council here tonight. I'm also encouraged to hear and see that there is this great turnout and support, and hope that the residents will continue to work with this body of government to make sure that we're making smart decisions for Warwick. My passion actually is education, so I will dig into those two schools at the high schools that are being proposed. I served for 13 years on the school board in the city of Providence. I can go on about my support, but I'm actually here representing another resident in Warwick. Her name is Crystal Roberts. She lives at 725 East Avenue, Apartment 2, and she has spoken before this member, this board. She actually had to attend a funeral this evening, so she asked if I could read her statement, which I will provide written copies to you, but she would like this into the public record. Again, on behalf of Crystal Roberts, I currently reside next to one of the already installed solar ground arrays. We have seen firsthand the irreparable damages it has caused to the local environment, wildlife, and ecosystem. But not only has this destructive and unnecessary development negatively impacted the environment, but it has also impacted the health, peace, and well-being of my neighbors and myself by way of such hazardous and continuous pulsing noise that can easily be heard emitting at all hours from the solar array's inverter box. I am looking to move from this neighborhood in large part because of the impact that the solar development has had on the enjoyment of my life. This is unfortunate and could have been prevented by having a stronger ordinance in place that would not have allowed for such damaging development. We can find a middle way that allows for development in much needed renewable energy sources without robbing our communities of the right to peaceful enjoyment of their neighborhoods, access to open and green spaces, forests and wildlife, and a respectful place in the greater ecosystem. The health of the people, wildlife, plants, trees, waterways, and greater environment of Warwick must be the priority, as these are all interconnected. We must not cave into the pressure and threats of solar developers and their nearsighted incentives. The example we set in the legacy of this city must be one that shows that we care about the long-term impacts and not just what is convenient at the time and about the health and enjoyment of future generations. These must be prioritized over what is easy, quick, and profitable. The approval of the new solar zoning regulations, PCO 3-22, is a life-affirming vote. I would love to see the non-development elements of the ordinance applied to existing arrays as well, such as the sections on noise regulations, proper buffer requirements, and prohibition of pesticide use. I am unsure if the existing language would cover the large arrays that have been erected already, but that would be ideal. Thank you so much for your service to our city and for considering my thoughts on these important issues. With respect, Crystal Roberts. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Jane Kenny Austin, 26 Narragansett Bay Avenue. I strongly support PCO 3-22. But just briefly note, solar energy siting presents big challenges to any city because it's a new evolving technology and presents huge land use trade-offs. And if poorly done, it can consume the city's natural resources, displace other economic activities, and ironically, undermine efforts to address climate change. So the City Council today has a real opportunity to look at the big picture. Opponents of the ordinance have argued that the council somehow abdicates its responsibility or gives up its power by adopting these ordinances, when in fact the opposite is true. It's when the council sets the broad strategic parameters for a new land use, or when it considers the future and long-term impacts, when it adds up and considers the real long-term costs and benefits experienced by the community as a whole, and not just in the context of an individual project. That is when the council exercises its greatest power and fulfills its greatest responsibilities. I think this ordinance is a tremendous example of that kind of action by the council. It sets a land use policy that is appropriate for a complex city like Warwick, with its tremendous potential for rooftop and solar canopies in its extensive retail, commercial, and industrial areas. It takes a balanced approach, doesn't sacrifice open space and residential neighborhoods. It reflects the hard lessons learned in other communities. It helps to preserve the city's natural areas and ecosystem services, and it addresses climate change. I appreciate the indications of support that you've given, and I strongly urge passage. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Mr. President, David Rush, resident 445 Country View Drive. I am a member of Valley Country Club, a member of Kent County YMCA, and an avid dog walker. I have walked both properties for 10 years, and whilst this feels like a win and we're going in the right direction for the people, I just wanted to say that on my walks, I see deer, I see birds, recently bobcat, coyotes, and all of those animals. Thank you for what you pass here this evening. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Timothy Papal, 130 Panto Road, Warwick. I just I want to thank the city council members and everybody here that's really we're passionate about this. And the thing is, we have to understand these decisions that we're making are going to be an impact for our children, not us. These things will be really important 20 years from now if we decimate the little land that we have. So I'm definitely in favor of it. It's hard enough for us to get our kids outside to play, let alone start using the open air spaces that we have. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the City Council, and all who are here this evening. For the record again, my name is Michael Zaram. I'm a lifelong resident of Warwick, although I've also lived in Boston and California in different places. I want to thank everybody for coming here this evening and coming together on an issue that I first became aware of several years ago when I attended a meeting in Cranston. And it was on solar. And that was when I first asked for a solar moratorium in Warwick. It didn't catch on at first, but obviously now it's caught on that we have a solar moratorium. And that's given us time to come up with draft legislation that's before you to vote on this evening. I also want to point out that this is not about stopping large-scale solar. It's about smart solar siting and getting it in the right place where it belongs and protecting neighborhoods from where it doesn't belong. I also know that people around the state are watching what the City Council does this evening, because what's drafted in the legislation before you is being looked at as a potential role model for across the state for smart solar siting, to get solar in the right place where it belongs and actually promote it in areas where it belongs. So with that, I just have a letter for the record, since this is a public hearing, and I request that the letter that I just handed to Mr. Wells be entered as speaking for passage of PCR 3-22. I will read it briefly for the stenographer. From Michael Zaram, 139 Northampton Street, Warwick, Rhode Island, 02888, dated March 7th, 2022. Addressed to Stephen P. McAllister, Chairman, Warwick City Council, and Warwick City Council members, the City of Warwick at 3275 Post Road, I have a typo on there, but it's Post Road, Warwick, Rhode Island, 02886. Speaking for, subject is public hearing. On agenda, it's listed as referred business agenda item number 2, PCO 3-22, Appendix A zoning amendment. What I have to say to the City Council is, dear Mr. Chairman McAllister and members of the Warwick City Council, I strongly support and I request favorable action and a vote to approve PCO 3-22 Appendix A Zoning Amendment Solar Ordinance. I hereby request favorable action and a vote to approve that subject legislation before you this evening. The favorable action requested for Appendix A Zoning Amendment for a much-needed solar regulatory ordinance. It is compliant with Rhode Island General Law Title 45, Chapter 22-2, Rhode Island Comprehensive Planning and Land Use Act, especially in that this legislation diligently reflects the goals and the policies of the community. A lot of them are here this evening to ensure that we have a balanced future growth, and we have development for conservation of Warwick's natural and cultural resources, and also addresses smart solar siting to get solar development in the right place. I also want to mention that your passage of the subject legislation will put the City of Warwick officials on the state map as leaders in this state of solar siting law and policy, and is an excellent roadmap for our community. The reason I mention that is I know that people in other communities are looking what's before you tonight, and if it's passed, I'm going to take it and run with it as a model for their communities. And I think this is beneficial to everybody, that Warwick has an opportunity tonight, if this is passed, to become a statewide leader in the eyes of people all across the state of Rhode Island. With that, I would ask you to please vote to approve PCO 3-22, and I thank you for the opportunity to comment this evening. Thank you, Michael Zaram, resident Ward 2.
Thank you, sir.
Hi again, Barbara Walsh, 62 Frederick Street, Ward 2. I am overwhelmed by the wealth of expertise and feeling presented to you tonight by our citizens of Warwick. It is just breathtaking, and I am really proud. One of the things I want to say is I also appreciate all of the work that Councilperson Sinapi put into working on this bill. I've worked with him and Councilman Ricks on a different set of ordinances that will be coming before you in the future, and can say with no hesitancy, the amount of work that they put into these processes is just truly amazing, and they are gracious and accepting of comments. But in this case, Councilman Sinapi is wrong. I say that with much respect, but I completely disagree with not supporting this bill. This bill is really critical for what we want to have in Warwick for our quality of life. One of the things I think we need to remember is that zoning represents a value system for what we can expect in the way we live, wherever we live. Zoning says we can do and not do certain things where we live. Sometimes I think we pretend that our property is sacrosanct. We can do whatever we want to do. It's our property. Yes, we can cut down a tree. We can put up a fence. But there are certain things we can't do. You tell us that by adhering to zoning. If that weren't the case, Councilman Ricks would have been hearing from me over the past few years because I want a miniature donkey on my property. And I'd and I'm serious. I'd really love a very small herd of goats, two or three. But I can't have them. And so I've never asked to have them, because zoning says I can't. So I want to know that if I'm in a residential area, not only do people not have all kinds of exotic creatures, which maybe I'd support, maybe I wouldn't, but I don't want in the, you know, the open space that I abut to have a pyrolysis plant. I don't want to have the Burrillville power plant. I don't want permitting by a town council or a DEM siting board to allow such commercial utility grade installations in open space or residential property, which is in my own neighborhood or abutting my neighborhood anywhere in this city. And the city is where I live, not just Ward 2. I don't abut Ward 8, but I care about Ward 8. And I want to respect the zoning regs when they're reasonable, and I want to come before you when they're not, and have you take with great seriousness the pros and cons, the cost-benefit analysis of what we do and what we don't do where we live. And so zoning has to provide some degree of reliability that what is zoned residential stays residential. I tried to buy another piece of property about 20 years ago. My husband and I looked all over the state at several dozen properties. I wanted a bigger lot. I wanted a different kind of house. We could have purchased any property we looked at. And after 3 years, we decided there was nothing out there that was really any better for what we were looking for. We changed our house, and now I'm planting all kinds of native trees on my property, which I have a right to do, and have a little refuge in the backyard for the types of native species that I want to encourage. And we stayed in Warwick. I've been in my house 63 years. My family have been in that house for decades and decades and decades. And so I want to know that zoning provides some predictability, and there will not be commercial utilities in my neighborhood on residential properties or open space properties. So thank you for supporting that.
Thank you very much. I do just want to make one comment that I do not believe that Councilman Sinapi has taken a position. He is not here to defend himself or give his position. So I just want to put that on the record. Councilman Sinapi will be able to address this if it comes back here. But I just do want to make that point that I do not believe that Councilman Sinapi has made a formal position public.
Can I respond to that? I asked him directly after one of the
Okay, but he hasn't made a public comment on it, so I'm going to ask that we move on to the next speaker. Thank you.
Okay. Earl Simpson, Frederick Street, Ward 2. A lot's been talked about this as a solar siting bill, ordinance, excuse me, used to the state bills, solar siting ordinance. But this ordinance does more than just talk about where solar siting can be. It talks about how it needs to be managed, maintained, taken care of. And finally, when it's decommissioned, what happens to it when it's hit its useful purpose. The one small part I think that I contributed to this was to talk about when it is decommissioned, it needs to be recycled. The city should not get, and that the funds that would need to be used to recycle those solar panels need to be deposited up front so that the city does not risk 30 years from now when any solar installation in the city, it becomes a liability for the city to take it down and to deal with it. And so I became aware of this because I have a faculty member who studies brownfields. And he wrote a sabbatical request to go to Ghana to study what was happening in their brownfields there because solar panels were being tossed into landfills. They were breaking apart and they were leaching toxic chemicals into the landfill. And so my point here is that this is not just where solar goes, but all aspects of solar within the city. And so it's a great bill. I hope you support PCO 3-22. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any? Oh, right.
Michelle Comar, Ward 1. And I agree with the comments before me from Warwick citizens, and I strongly support PCO 3-22. Director Kravitz touched on the history of this ordinance, and up to the moratorium that the council voted in November, and actually 20 days after that, that was the appeal period, any solar developer could have filed an application for a solar project in Warwick. And we have three of them that went through the existing process. And that existing process was in place up to the moratorium. I don't believe we've had any solar projects approved since then. So now we go forward with a solar ordinance that was greatly needed. We didn't have one in Warwick. And we had this new technology that was expanding statewide. So we needed this solar ordinance. We need your vote tonight to get that process started. And hopefully we'll get it started tonight with second passage following soon. This is a citywide ordinance. It's not project specific. I live in Ward 1. I'm not an NIMBY. But I do enjoy our open spaces, our forested areas, our farmlands in Warwick. That shapes the character of the community I live with. And I hope that continues. So I urge the council to fully support PCO 3-22, and I thank you so much for your support.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this? Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of PCO 3-22? Is there anyone that would like to speak against PCO 3-22? Good evening.
Good evening. Again, Attorney Karen Browning on behalf of ISM Solar. I would like to incorporate my comments made a little while ago under the comp plan portion of tonight's agenda, just for purposes of the record. Briefly to summarize, as stated, the council does need comprehensive plan consistency before it can pass a zoning amendment. The fact that you're doing both tonight means that the current comp plan, as approved by statewide planning, does not have the needed changes in it yet. The two are therefore inconsistent. In addition, the draft ordinance as written will restrict the uses of larger size parcels in the city, parcels of which there are few in number. Respectfully, ISM would argue that this ordinance and its focus on only these larger size parcels, if passed, would rise to the level of a taking of such property owners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you, President McAllister and members of the City Council, for the opportunity to talk with you briefly this evening. My name is Greg Lucini. I'm CEO of ISM Solar, which is part of the ISM Group. We're a small business that has been headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island since its founding more than 30 years ago. I completely agree with Councilman Lattiser's comment about a democracy. And I agree that this is an excellent, excellent example of it, something that everyone here should be proud of. The problem, though, is that democracies only work when those who are involved and are entitled to vote, whether they are the residents, or in this case, the city council, have all the facts. Because if they're voting based upon incorrect assumptions, that's dangerous. That's what happens in Russia. That's a problem. So for that reason, I'd like to read to you a letter from Steve O'Donnell. This is from Steve O'Donnell, the CEO of the YMCA of Greater Providence. It's addressed to Councilman McAllister. Dear President McAllister, while I cannot be at this evening's council meeting in person, I write to you respectfully request that the council delay taking any actions on the proposed solar ordinance until you and your colleagues have the opportunity to tour the proposed solar development at our Kent location and consider the impacts of potential dense residential development. The Kent County YMCA is a cherished institution in Warwick and throughout the West Bay. We serve the community with programs and services designed to support youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. As an organization, we are committed to preserving the quiet, tranquil environment that our members enjoy. However, we must also plan for our long-term success, especially following 2 years of uncertainty due to the pandemic. For the last several years, we've been working with ISM Solar on a land lease that would create responsible solar development on underutilized land that we own, and this would provide the YMCA with needed revenue to support our robust community programming. This development would preserve the footprint of the Cohasset neighborhood, maintain community access to safe walking trails, and protect the community against overdevelopment, sprawl, and congestion. In recent months, we have been approached by a large out-of-state developer interested in building an access road to support and accelerate a large-scale residential department to our east. The YMCA's clear preference is to proceed with the ISM Solar project and protect the local neighborhood from overdevelopment. However, if the solar project does not move forward, the YMCA will be forced to consider alternative development proposals which are more likely to require heavy construction and blasting that would take several years. This would place a heavy burden on the local neighbors while development is ongoing. This will likely require construction of new main road connecting Centerville Road, Route 117, and Cohasset Road. The Greater Providence YMCA is strongly supportive of the state's commitment to achieve 100% renewable electricity by 2030. In 2019, we enrolled in a net metering program and have reinvested savings in energy efficiency incentives to reduce our carbon footprint. As a state and local community, we must embrace the diverse portfolio of renewable options, including solar. We strategically reviewed the possibilities, including our own Y Village, on some of the 115 acres of our property, but our board of directors felt strongly that utilizing solar was the best use of the land and would create the least number of issues for the neighbors as well as the city of Warwick. I personally appreciate the thoroughness and transparency. I respectfully ask that you take time to consider all factors by taking a vote that could have potentially devastating, unintended consequences for the long-term preservation of undeveloped land. I hope to host you in the near future for a walking tour of the proposed solar project and an update on the Kent County YMCA programs and services for the local community. Please don't hesitate to contact me or any member of my team if you have any questions about the YMCA's position. The developer he's talking about is the Flatley Company. Colonel O'Donnell disclosed that in a community meeting several weeks ago. They mean business. They're serious. And the problem with what's happening and why I talked about democracy is if anybody asked me, would I rather have solar or trees in my backyard? Of course, I'm going to say I want trees. No doubt about it. The problem is trees aren't an option. The Flatley Company has prepared a proposal for over 200 apartment buildings that would be comparable to what you already see in Sparrows Point. Does that belong in Cohasset? You have an opportunity here to create a situation where you can have an alternative, because that's just the tip of the iceberg. In between that development and Cohasset Ave is Blue Ridge Road. That road gets turned into a through street as the Beagle Club decides to develop their property because they feel they have no other option. And with that, I'll turn it over to Tony Roderick, who's the president of the Little Roadie Beagle Club.
Well, 1 second, sir. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I do ask my colleagues, this is just something I'd like to clarify without going into great detail. However, the previous speaker, what was your name, please? Mr. I'm sorry, in the microphone.
Lucini.
Thank you. I did not appreciate you coming into this chamber where we have citizens in a democracy speaking and having a voice on something that's written. I especially didn't like the fact that you compared us to a country that is currently invading and killing and bombing innocent civilians. So you can smirk. You can smirk and smile all you want. Your comments will pour. And quite honestly, you lost all integrity with me by making that kind of comment. Shame on you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. Just please identify yourself for the record.
Okay, my name is Tony Roderick, 821 Cohesa Road in Warwick. I'm the president of the Little Rotary Vehicle Club. Our organization has been with the Warwick community for generations, and we own one of the only remaining undeveloped tracts of land in Cohesa. For several years, we have been trying to work with ISM Solar and city officials on a proposal for solar development, which would provide the club with funds to maintain the operation for our last remaining members. Our last remaining members, we have less than 20. I am one of the youngest of five, and I'm 75. It would ensure that the club's land would be donated in its entirety to the city of Warwick for future conservation when the club is dissolved and the solar array has reached the end of its usefulness. The solar array will take up approximately 30 acres of the 100 acres that we have. The remaining 70 acres will not be under solar. And we're proposing by the membership to donate it to Warwick for the use of conservation, walking trails, pet areas that they can, you know, walk their dogs. We're just trying to preserve what's there, because the people of Warwick deserve it. They don't deserve to look at all these houses that's going to happen, because we have no alternative. You realize how many houses we can put in 100 acres with sewage at our disposal? The developers will build hundreds of densely packed single-family homes, bringing sprawl and congested to the quiet, cohesive neighborhood. That will create an environmental problem, increase city spending, and additional city services, schools, fire, police, and permanently change the footprint of a small community and tranquil to the Cohesa neighborhood. Greg Lucini and others can speak in more detail about how the solar can be a tool for a long-term land use planning. I came tonight to simply state on the record that if we cannot lease our land for responsible solar, the future and preservation will be required to sell it immediately and permanently for residential construction. As I told the city in my recent letter to the planning board, we are not interested in discussing a purchase of land by the city through bonds and other means. Quite honestly, we feel disrespected by the city to have offers to donate our land and no one wants to listen. We have only the best intentions, as evident by the fact that we were willing to pass on significantly more income if we simply let the land go to development of houses or apartments. We have been waiting for the past 3 years, and we're getting extremely frustrated. In my closing, I'd like to address the council. We are not trying to disrupt this neighborhood. We are trying to help the city of Warwick. This solar will only be a temporary fix as long as the members that are living will be there. Our membership is closed. We don't want the younger generation that wants to come in and destroy the land. We encourage younger people to come in and teach them the rights and wrongs of conservation. We currently work with the Boy Scouts and other organizations and try to bring them out there and show them what conservation is all about. I truly believe that in the best interest of the city, whereas the land is going to be donated in its entirety, that this solar project would only be temporary. And the majority of the land will probably revert to the city of Warwick in less than 20 years. So I encourage you, when you vote on this, to vote from your heart. Because from your heart, it will go to your conscience. The conscience of the board, as far as, did I do the right thing for the city of Warwick? This gentleman just says he enjoys walking his dog through the paths and out through the woods. We're just trying to preserve that. We're not trying to take it away from him, because there'll be more land that he can walk his dogs and enjoy the conservation of the great city of Warwick. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone who would like to speak against that hasn't had an opportunity to speak yet? Just want to make sure. Is there anyone that wants to speak against that hasn't had an opportunity to speak? Okay, go ahead, sir.
I'd like to tell Mr. Councilman Howe that you're correct. I did not mean what I said to come across that way. I apologize. My intention was strictly to say what happens when people work in a democracy and they don't always have the full information to make a decision. For example, a lot of the things that have been talked about tonight are covered in the alternative solar ordinance that we have proposed. Everything from noise to recycling of solar panels to proper screening. All of those things have been addressed in the solar ordinance as we've written it, including the number of potential properties that this could impact. Because I understand the comments that were made about if you buy a house, you don't want to have all of a sudden a solar array show up in your backyard in a place where you didn't anticipate or it couldn't possibly be done. I do understand that. That's why the way that the ordinance as we proposed is written provides for only a very few number of possible parcels in the city. And we'd be very interested in talking to each of the councilmen about which potential parcels in your ward that would impact. Some of the ones that immediately come to play are the Valley Country Club, which would not be included because it's open space, and Rocky Point, again, for the same reasons. There's similar types of exemptions, if you will, that will not allow those properties to be developed. So what we're asking you to do tonight is to take the time. There is a solar ordinance in, a solar moratorium in place. It could be extended. Take the time to come tour the YMCA and the Beagle Club properties yourself. Put your own eyes on it. Understand more about how solar development done responsibly can be a tool that you do use to help manage growth in long-term land use planning, and take very seriously what you've heard tonight about the Edward Allen property, the YMCA property, and the Beagle Club property. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak against PCO 3-22? Anyone else to speak against? Is there anyone at all that would like to speak on 3-22, PCO 3-22? Anyone like to be heard on PCO 3-22?
Good evening, members of the council. My name is Paul Baudette, Baudette. I live at 72 Sawyer Avenue in Potawatomi. I came here tonight to listen to this conversation. I was here earlier in November and spoke as well. I agree that this is a perfect example of democracy. And what I'm about to say is that you have been given two choices to pass or not. And the opposition has, to my reading and my listening to it, has really almost threatened you that do what we say or we're going to destroy the city. But they're conservation organizations. If they are really truly a conservation organizations, why wouldn't they be considering the best ways to conserve their land, not to sell it? Plus, you have the ability to control the kinds of development that would be proposed. I don't know all the rules and regulations. I don't know all the zoning. But it seems rather challenging to say that you would allow 110 individual homes to go in on a street that is a two-lane road. There are just things that just don't make sense. This ordinance makes sense. This ordinance speaks to what the city needs. It speaks to the fact that there are many areas that large solar panels can be built on, which, by the way, I would wonder whether the city would consider putting solar panels on the top of this building. But that's besides the point. This legislation, this solar ordinance, excuse me, deals with all the problems that were brought up back in October and November. And it sets the rules by which everyone can live, and everyone may need to make some changes, but it's for the benefit of everyone. I encourage you to pass this. I encourage you to support this. And in terms of the legal aspects of it, I truly believe passing the ordinance here and then this particular ordinance, the comprehensive plan first and then the ordinance, is a very logical and the correct process to do. And so with that, I will say that please pass this ordinance. I think from what I've heard today, people have worked hard on it. People have shown that they're willing to work for the city of Warwick and that this is a good step. And it will be, from my experience in the environmental community over 30 years, I do know that Warwick is being looked at as a model, and the strength of this piece of ordinance will be incredible across the state. And I have to wonder whether some people are worried about that. So thank you very much. And if I can just put one other non-solar issue out to you that you probably are aware of, I would guess, the solar ordinance will help on climate change. But one issue that the city has to address is sea level rise relative to the septic systems and areas that we have. I know it's not part of the ordinance, but I don't come here very often. I don't get a shot to tell you this. So thank you very much for bearing with me.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this that hasn't had an opportunity to speak? Is there anyone that hasn't had an opportunity to speak? Okay, I ask, this is the second time I ask that you be very brief.
I will be brief. Again, for the record, Michael Sarum, 139 Northampton Street, Warwick, Rhode Island. The categories tonight were those in favor, those opposed, and the third category is kind of neither, which is when I'm up at the microphone again to just make some additional comments. Again, I want to commend everybody on the City Council, the planning department, the planning board, for getting what the people want where it is this evening. Earlier, Mr. McAllister mentioned that we aren't going to talk about specific projects, yet a developer was allowed to come up and speak about specific projects while the public was not. And I just want to make a few follow-on comments, not about a specific project, but just in general, the comments that were made by a commenter before me, that they felt that the city had not done its due diligence. And I firmly disagree with that. I feel that Mr. Kravitz, I feel that the planning board, with its wealth of experience, people on the planning board that used to be at Statewide Planning, all the people here from the community have diligently looked at these issues for a year to get where we are this evening, and would ask that, I would basically ask that PCO 3-22 not be continued and it be first passage this evening. I also disagree with the former commenter's suggestions that the city is going to get open space. And for everybody's benefit, I want to share the knowledge that what they wanted to do was not allowed by current zoning. They tried to go through the master plan process. Through the master plan process, it hit a roadblock.
Thank you very much.
The roadblock was that they did not
want to give a date certain. If we can have the next speaker.
Okay, thank you.
Nathan Cornell. So first off, I would like to thank Councilman Hal for his comments regarding ISM's comments. You were right on point, and thank you very much for saying that. And the second thing, like, there's this talk of like land donations, but the land is worthless if it's contaminated, and that will happen if there's solar put on those areas. So those areas will just be worthless, and it would take a lot of money to decontaminate those areas. And the other thing regarding ISM's comments with regarding housing development, they've been using this over and over again with the residents.
Sir, you have to slow down. Okay. She has to type what you're saying.
I understand. So regarding ISM's comments regarding like housing developments as an alternative, like that's just a scare tactic that ISM has been using consistently with residences around the YMCA and Beagle Club. And I think it's quite disgraceful that they're threatening the residents. It shows that they could care less about this community. And I urge the council to go forward with the ordinance as it is, because ISM's proposals are just to benefit themselves, and they've made that abundantly clear tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Barbara Walsh, Ward 2. Sounds to me...
What?
Sorry, got to get lined up, I guess. Sounds to me like you were threatened tonight. I don't think that was fair to you. You have done your due diligence. If you wanted to walk properties, you would have. You've been given notice in the same degree. We've all been given notice of each point along this process that has occurred. The fact is, the same technique, and this is just technique, was used at the planning board and them as well. And what they managed to do was get a one-month delay in the decision of the planning board. But thankfully, those members didn't fall for the threats that were exerted against them by either ISM, the planning board, the Beagle Club letter and the Steve O'Donnell letter that was presented to the planning board. I resent that. This is a group that is saying to you, if you don't give us what we want and you do the opposite, which is what some of the citizens want, you're going to have these dire consequences. Well, we don't know what the consequences will be of any action you take. Anything could happen. And basically, you're in charge of what those consequences will be down the road anyway. You're going to have to vote on whether there are lots of houses built or maybe no houses built, whether ledge is blasted or whether it can't be blasted. Those are not consequences of the vote you take tonight. They are possibilities, and there are other possibilities as well. If the Beagle Club wants help in paying their bills, and they're so concerned about conservation, they could do an easement which would allay a lot of the taxes they may be paying.
Again, Ms. Walsh, we just want to keep it to PCO 3-22, your position on this zoning.
Well, the zoning gives them options right now that were not the ones presented to you tonight. So I would ask that you consider in full the totality of what may or may not happen if you pass or don't pass this bill, and don't succumb to these kind of threats.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on PCO 3-22? Is there anyone else that would like to speak on 3-22? Before we move out of, I'm going to ask for a motion to move out of public hearing. I would like the director to come back up for a second. I'm going to have the solicitor speak. We do have a couple of grammatical errors that we want to address, but we're going to keep the public hearing open so we can discuss that. Go ahead, Solicitor Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Director. Director, two items that may be of consideration to council for grammatical fixes only, and I just want your input on the record here during public hearing. On page 3, line 20, at the end of the sentence following the number 1, the word that appears there is and, A-N-D. I believe it should read an, A-N. Is that something that is a grammatical fix that the council would consider?
That's correct.
And on page 4, line 39, at the end of the sentence following the period, there is a backslash. Is that something that's appropriate for deletion?
Correct.
And would these things be consistent with the recommendations as made by the planning board?
Yes.
That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. So just to clear that up, the two things that we were looking for a motion is to change the word and to an, and to eliminate a backslash. Is anyone on the council would like to, well, first?
On the public hearing.
Okay. Can I have a motion to close the public hearing? Councilman Latta, sir.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second by Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Foley. Okay. Would anyone like to make an amendment at this time? Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor? I'm closing the public hearing.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, the public hearing is now closed. Do I have a council member that would like to make a motion on those amendments that were just mentioned? Councilman Latta, sir.
Make a motion to approve the two amendments that were read into the record by Council Solicitor Walsh.
Second by Councilman Gephardt, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Ricks. Are there any questions on the proposed amendments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment. Yes.
Mr. Foley? Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latta?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes to amend.
Okay. The amendment, PCO 3-22 has now been amended. Are there any questions on PCO 3-22 as amended? Any questions from members of the council? Any statements from members of the council? Councilman Gephardt.
I just want to make, thank you, Council President. I just want to make a brief comment. You know, there's in some of what we heard in public testimony in opposition, you know, there's this looming threat of dense is repeated development of the sites that are that this ordinance would restrict development of. That certainly is a tool that is used to give all of us pause. I just was reflecting quickly on what the zoning is in the current zoning in those areas on GIS. So all of the properties that were discussed tonight are zoned A15. If you're not familiar, the city has four residential zoning types, A40 being the least dense, A15 being the second least dense, and then on to A10 and A7. So all of the parcels that were mentioned tonight are of that second category, A15, being the second least dense. So I just, you know, anyone who may have taken a moment to consider what Cohesit Road would look like with these, you know, dense apartment building, you know, tightly packed neighborhoods. In order for that to actually happen, there would be a whole nother process, which we would need all of you for, right? But by right, that is not allowed. It would not be allowed. And I have the confidence that this council would make sure, as we have and plan to tonight, that the neighborhoods stay within the character of the neighborhoods and would listen to the input of the residents were that to come up. So. That's all, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Lattice.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So we've heard a lot of testimony this evening. We've heard on at least two occasions about what's legal and what's illegal. This councilman will resign on the fact that our city councilor has reviewed this, and our city attorneys have reviewed this. It was interesting to hear the current letter that was read into the record this evening from Mr. O'Donnell. The tonality was certainly different than the one I heard at the planning board. Quite different. Be interesting to hear that letter read before this city council and before the members of the public. Bring the housing on. Bring it on. Because you have 38 acres of property, that doesn't mean you have 30 acres of buildable property. I didn't hear any comments about that. There are DEM restrictions for building near or adjacent, certainly on wetlands. There's a whole lot of setbacks. To say, for at least the second time in my presence, that if you don't want solar, you're going to get housing. At the planning board meeting, it was, you're going to get affordable housing. Really? I find that interesting as it comes from the source. I thought that was a big, important part of what some groups do. Housing pays taxes. To say that we're going to flood these properties with houses and housing, that's not a deterrent to me. There's communities in the city of Warwick that are paying upwards of $1 million a year in property taxes, and they may have one or two families with youngsters. So I don't want to hear about houses that are going to increase our cost of schools. We'll let that take care of itself all on its own. There's no trade-off for this person between houses or affordable houses and solar. And that's why I'll be supporting this item. There's places for it, and that's fine. And this ordinance will allow that, and it'll occur. But then there's places that they don't belong. And I heard somebody mention Rocky Point. You want to get me out of my chair quick, mention Rocky Point. Because it ain't happening in Rocky Point. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councilman Lattice. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. One of the comments that I heard tonight is that if there were housing put in on some of those different sites that my colleague from Ward 9 alluded to, then the member of the public was under the impression that it would come back to the city council. But with those sites being zoned A15 by right, that means that to the extent that the sites are buildable or could be made buildable, then generally speaking, a residential development would go in front of the planning board, wouldn't necessarily come in front of the zoning board or in front of the city council for approval of a subdivision. But I think that the greater underlying point here is that I think that houses are good. Call me crazy, but it seems to me with the rising housing prices that we kind of need more houses in Warwick. And so my only disappointment is that our zoning on across much of the city is not more similar to the zoning up in Ward 2, where we have the A7 zoning, the most dense zoning, if you will. And frankly, I like that. I like living in a neighborhood where you have single-family houses and duplexes, and you even have some larger houses, too. It's a wonderful neighborhood that I live in the Norwood neighborhood. And so I guess that the one disappointment that I would have is that if it's going to be housing, well, 15,000 square foot per house, I guess those are some big yards. I'm more of a fan of put those houses in there instead of put huge swaths of grass in there. But, you know, if it is 110 houses, then that's 110 more families here in Warwick.
Councilman Rex. Any other questions? Councilman Gephardt.
I'd like to make a motion for favorable action.
As amended?
As amended.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Howe, Councilman McElroy, and Councilman Ricks. Are there any questions or additional comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Seven yes.
Seven yeses. PCO 3-22 passes. First passage. Councilman Howe, can I have a motion for a 5-minute recess?
I move for a 5-minute recess.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor? Aye. We're in recess. Thank you.
Sergeant of the Arms, we're going to get move on with the council meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now, we're going back onto the agenda. We have done the roll call. We've done salute to the flags. Excuse me, everyone. We do have to finish a meeting. We have done general communications. We have done executive communications. We have done acceptance of the minutes. We have done all the appointments. So now we are now down to number three, the consent calendar, PCR 31-22. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley, Councilman Gephardt, and Councilman Lattiser. If we could just have quiet in the chambers, please.
Come on, people.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2022-317, Neptune Cold Water Meters. Bid 2022-352, Horizon Event Management Software. Bid 2022-340, Solar Winds Network Management Software. Bid 2022-341, Annual Shield Suit Software. Bid 2022-353, Cellebrite Seminar and Training. Bid 2022-345, Repair to Boiler Holden. Bid 2021-3
283 Alpha Bravo Fire Apparatus Repairs. Bid 2022-270 Charlie Original Equipment Manufacturer Parts for Various Vehicles. Bid 2022-356 5-Year Rate Study. That is the consent calendar vote, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Are there any questions on the consent calendar that wasn't asked during the Finance Committee meeting earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latessa? Yes. Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks? Yes. 7 yes.
Thank you. Next up, we've already done PCO 2-22, and we have done PCO 3-22. So we are now under unfinished business on the agenda. First up is PCR 28-22. 2022-336, Repairs to Rescue 2. This is going to be held to March 21st. We are now under new business. First up is PCO 35-21, Committee Report Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Gephardt.
Respectfully request favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser, Councilman Howe, and Councilman Foley. Are there any questions on PCO 35-21 that were not asked during the Finance Committee meeting earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. Number two this evening is PCO 5-22, Committee Report Ordinance. If Councilman Ricks can move that for me.
Move favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCO 5-22.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Ricks, Councilman Gephardt. Are there any questions that were not asked in the Ordinance Committee earlier this evening? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Ms. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes, first passage.
Thank you. The motion passes. Number three this evening is PCR 29-22, Committee Report, Public Safety.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action. Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Lattiser and Councilman Howe. Are there any questions on PCR 29-22 that were not asked in the Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes, motion passes.
Thank you. The motion passes. Number four this evening is PCR 30-22, Committee Report, Intergovernmental.
Favorable action.
With an amendment?
Yes.
Favorable action with amendment. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move. Favorable action on PCR 30-20 as amended.
Okay, it's second by Councilman Howe. I believe if the solicitor would just read the amended.
The amendment is on line 22 to change the word would to the word may.
So the motion has been made and seconded to amend line 22 to remove the word would and insert the word may. Are there any questions on the amendment?
Mr. President, yes. So I apologize. No question. I just want to go on record that I did request to be added as a co-sponsor on this. Thank you, Mr. President.
You're welcome. Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes to amend.
The amendment passes. Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 30-22 as amended.
Second by Councilman Howe and Councilman Foley. Are there any questions on the on this as amended? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
7 yes as amended.
Thank you. The motion passes. Next up is Ward 1. Anything under unanimous consent to docket?
No, thank you.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 9. And Ward 7 passes.
Pass.
Okay. Councilman Lattiser, if you can move us to the docket session.
If there be no further business before this honorable body, I make a motion to move to the docket session.
Any objection to moving to the docket section?
Second.
Second to that. Any objection? Hearing none, we will move to the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
No, thank you.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Yes, I have one, Mr. President. It'll be a resolution. It's a long title, so I'll read the whole thing into the record. The Warwick City Council will hire an independent accounting slash auditing firm to conduct a five-year forecast pertaining to all financial revenues versus expenses as they relate to the tax obligation for the Warwick taxpayers. This audit must include all current and proposed salary increases, bargaining group contracts, including all benefits, including the average cost increases in healthcare over the next 5 years, using the average increases for the previous 5 years. It must also show the tax liabilities over the next 5 years with and without the proposed $350 million bond for schools. The cost of this audit will come out of line item 16-360, City Council Professional Services.
Finance. Anything else to docket? That's it. Councilman Ricks would like to co-sponsor that.
Welcome any co-sponsors.
Ward 7, I have one to docket. It is a resolution to the General Assembly regarding revaluation.
Reval.
Intergovernmental. Ward 9, anything to docket?
Pass.
Hearing no other information before it, everyone have a great evening.